Welcome to Ricky Jin's Old Time Radio. We have a cracker of a show for you tonight, gals and gents. Wash your blackheads, sniff some borax, and enjoy this episode of Gunsmoke entitled The Lynching.
And in the territory out west, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with a U.S. Marshal and the smell of gun smoke. Gunsmoke, starring William Conrad. The story of the violence that moved west with young America. The story of a man who moved with it. Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
That horse over here. All right. Let me get this noose around your dirty neck and you'll be swinging in no time. There. Not too tight, is it? I wouldn't want you to be uncomfortable.
That's enough of that, Cam.
What? Who said that?
I did.
I said it. Rice Stewart. The matter, you turning yellow?
And get this over with, Cam. Why devil him?
That's what he is, that's why.
Shut up. I'll take care of you in a minute. Rice, you got anything against my hanging this murderer?
Just don't devil him, that's all. Get it over with.
I'll do it my way. It's my brother he shot, isn't it? And in the back, too. Rice, maybe you'd like me to turn this bushwhacker loose. Is that it?
We'll ask him his name. Nobody's even asked him his name.
You'll hate this night. All of you. I was in on a lynching once, and I swore I'd never be in on another.
Well, I guess the joke's on you, isn't it, fella?
Look, I hear you laugh again, Cam, so help me, I'll shoot you.
Maybe you shouldn't be here, Rice.
How can you hang a man you don't even know his name?
What do I care what his name is?
So long as he pays for murdering Job.
What's your name, fella?
What do you care? You don't want to stop him. You just want it off your conscience, that's all.
Tell me your name.
It's Billy Saxton, that's my name, Billy Saxton. How's it sound?
Billy, why'd you kill Job Powell?
That's enough talk. What difference it make? He killed him, and that's all I need to know.
Yeah, what do you care? He's gonna hang me anyway.
Sure I am. Right now.
Billy, I got a rifle. I'll end it for you when we ride off. You won't have to strangle for long.
Thanks, mister. Thanks.
Get back, Rice. I'm going to slap that horse out from under him. You ready?
That for you!
Let's go, men.
die, but hast concealed the hour of their death, grant that we may pass our days in the practice of holiness and justice, and that we may be able to quit this world in the peace of a good conscience. Amen.
Amen.
May Job Powell rest in peace. Amen.
Amen. Go ahead, boys. Thank you.
Good morning, Cam. I'm sorry to be here about Job.
You're late for the burial, Marshal.
Well, I was out at Fort Dodge last night. I just heard about it this morning. Preacher?
We are in the Valley of the Shadow of Death, Marshal Dillon.
Well, if you're all through here now, I wonder if you'd read a few prayers over another man. We got him in a grave just over the hill way.
Another man?
Man is born into trouble as the sparks fly upward. Job 5:7. Who was this man, Marshal? How did he die?
He was murdered last night.
I didn't hear about any murder outside of Job here. Where was this shooting, Marshal?
It wasn't a shooting. It was a lynching.
I just buried my brother, Marshal. Billy Saxton shot him in the back. Aren't you using the word murder a little loose around here?
Only the law can hang a man without it being murder, Cam.
The law's too slow sometimes.
You know something about this?
All I say is that he shot my brother and he deserved hanging.
Hanging, maybe. Lynching's a different matter.
What difference it make? He got what was coming to him.
He had a fair trial coming to him, like any man. For example, Cam, I'll try to see that you get one.
What?
You're guilty of leading that lynch party.
Well, say it out, Marshal. You accusing me?
I got no evidence.
And you won't get any. There isn't a man in the country who'll stand still for bushwhacking. Saxton got his due, and that's that.
Maybe. All right, come on, preacher. Let's bury him.
Whoso sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed. Genesis 9:6. Show me the grave, Marshal.
Why don't you just arrest Cam Powell, Mr. Dillon?
Yeah, he won't admit anything, Chester, and I can't find a witness.
There must be somebody who'll talk.
Cam's a bigger man than ever now with Job dead. The others don't want to cross him.
Mm-hmm. He owns a lot of land, all right.
And Job also owned a piece of the bank. Cam will get that now. Ranchers always need money, so they won't talk.
Yes, and maybe they're ashamed, too, Mr. Dillon.
Yeah, maybe.
I saw lynching once. And not a man there could look in the eye for a long time afterwards.
You weren't in on it, were you, Chester?
Oh, my gracious, no, Mr. Dillon. I was just a small boy. That was back in Waco. They hung a cousin of mine there.
Oh, why?
Well, sir, it's kind of hard to explain. He was about as honest a fellow as I ever knew, outside of some loose notions about other people's cattle. But, Mr. Dillon, I just don't believe that struck him as stealing.
Why not?
Well, because there wasn't anything personal about it, if you know what I mean.
Well, I don't, but maybe you can explain it to me.
Well, sir, just that there was all those cattle running loose on the plains, and I guess they seemed like a natural part of the landscape to him. He figured anybody could own them.
Your cousin wasn't very bright, was he, Chester?
I didn't know him well enough to say, Mr. Dillon. But anyway, they shouldn't have lynched him.
No. No, they shouldn't have. And nobody's going to get by with lynching around Dodge if I have anything to do with it.
No, sir.
I heard Billy Saxton was at the Texas Trail last night. Maybe I can start there.
He sure must have hated Job to kill him like that, Mr. Dillon.
Yeah. I'll be back later, Chester.
Yes, sir, Mr. Dillon.
Hello, Kitty.
Hello.
Well, I can remember when you'd give me a smile. What's the matter?
Nothing, Matt.
Someone been bothering you?
You might put it that way. Where were you last night, Matt? Why weren't you around?
Yeah, Chester and I rode out to Fort Dodge on business. It was late, so we slept there. I thought this town could go one night without trouble.
You sure thought wrong, didn't you?
You're upset about the lynchings, that is.
That's it. Aren't you?
I heard Billy Saxton spent some time in here yesterday.
I hate men. I think they're awful. Savage beasts.
It'd be worse if it weren't for the law, Kitty. Now tell me about Saxton.
He could tell you himself, Matt, if you hadn't picked last night to wander out of town.
Now, Kitty, this isn't like you.
I'm sorry, Matt. He seemed like such a nice kid.
Where was he from? I never heard of him around here before.
The Dakotas, somewhere. He was just a cowpuncher, looking for a job. No more a gunman than I am.
No, you can't be sure, Kitty. He say he'd ever been in Texas?
The Powells came from Texas, didn't they?
Amarillo.
Billy never mentioned Texas one way or the other.
What'd he talk about?
Horses, mostly. How he'd like to have a little spread of his own someday. And a woman.
I see.
And he talked nice about it. He wasn't like these hard cases around here.
Anything else?
Cam Powell was in this morning. Told me not to talk about Billy. Especially to you.
No? What'd you say?
I told him I'm not afraid of him, but maybe you are. So why didn't he warn you against talking to me?
That pleasing.
I also told him if I was a man, I'd kill him.
Who else was in on it, Kitty?
I don't know. One thing, though. Rice Stewart came in here last night. Must have been afterwards. He sat over there in that corner and got drunk all by himself. Real drunk.
You're not like Rice.
No. But maybe he was in on it and couldn't stand himself afterwards. Maybe that's why he had to get drunk.
Well, I'll go see him.
Anyone who was there would be in trouble, too. Wouldn't they, Matt?
Yeah. I have a feeling Cam really headed this thing, and if I can prove it, I'll have him up for murder.
I'll keep my ears open, Matt.
Thank you, Kitty. I think I'll ride out to the Stewart Ranch. Rice isn't a man who can lie with much conviction.
Good luck, Matt.
Yeah, I'll see you later.
We'll return for the second act of Gunsmoke in just a moment. But first, do you know how old the school building in your community is? If it's over 25 years old, the chances are that it's woefully inadequate to the present demands on it. Join with the groups in your community working for better school conditions. Remember, better schools build a stronger America. Now the second act of Gunsmoke.
Hello? Anybody around?
Sit down, Marshal. You're coming out of the sun.
Well, thank you, Miss Stewart.
Got a pot of coffee in the stove, Marshal.
Oh, thank you, ma'am, but I'd like to find Rice first.
Anything wrong, Marshal?
No, I'd just like to talk to him.
Rice came home real late last night, and he was awful drunk. First time in years.
If you'll forgive me, Miss Stewart, I better find him.
All right. Guess I'd rather Rice told me about it himself. Must be something up. Cam Powell was by earlier. Hasn't been around in months.
What'd you say Rice was, ma'am?
Hasn't strayed far from the house today. He's coming in for coffee. Think he's drunk a gallon already.
Well, I'll be back for some myself in a little while.
Sure, Marshal.
Rice, you in here?
I'm here. Who is it?
Matt Dillon.
Oh.
Hello, Marshal.
Hello, Rice. Can I take a little of your time?
I'd ask you up to the house, Marshal, but I think I'd rather talk here.
Miss Stewart already asked me in. She hasn't heard about what happened in Dodge last night, has she, Rice?
No, Marshal, she hasn't.
How come you didn't mention it to her?
What I tell my wife is my business, Marshal.
Yeah, sure. But you know, she's bound to hear about it later. Maybe she'll wonder why you didn't tell her right off.
That's still my business.
She said Cam Powell was here this morning.
Anything wrong in that?
You don't feel very good today, do you, Rice?
I got drunk yesterday. Last night I got drunker.
Is that what's bothering you?
Well, I'm not as young as I used to be, that's all.
You're a poor liar, Rice. I figured you would be.
Yeah, I suppose I am.
Look, Rice, I've known you for 4 years, and I've never heard a bad word against you. But yesterday you were a little drunk and got mixed up in something you're ashamed of now. Cam Powell's threatened you if you talk about it. Isn't that right?
That's right, Marshal.
Well, have you decided what you're going to do about it?
I don't know, Marshal. I just don't know.
Well, then maybe I'm wrong about you. Maybe you know better than Cam and the rest of them.
It's done with now, Marshal. Why can't we just forget about it?
We just can't forget a lynching, Rice. That'd make it too easy for the next one to happen.
I'll kill the man that starts another
one. Why are you going to let Cam get by with this one?
Well, by heaven, I'm not. I should have stopped it then. I don't know what was wrong with me, but I'll face up to it now. What do you want to know, Marshal?
Where were you when Job got shot?
At the Longhorn. About six of us were having supper. Job went down the street for some cigars, and then we heard a shot out back, and we run through the kitchen and found the cook outside holding Billy Saxton.
Mm-hmm.
He'd shot Job when he passed the street end of the alley.
The cook see it?
Oh, she said he did.
Then what happened?
And Cam, he went crazy when he found Job was dead. I don't know, Marshal, but before I knew it, we'd slipped out of town with that boy. Cam hung him on that little tree about a half mile down the road.
Yeah, I know. I cut him down.
And that cook, Hank something or other. I remember he grabbed Saxon's gun when we run out back. I can't get it off my mind. Nobody ever even looked at the boy's gun to see if it had been fired. Cam just hung him on the cook's word for it.
Mm-hmm. All right, Rice. Thank you. Will you be a witness if I need you?
I'll see you through now, Marshal. All the way. Oh. I feel better already.
All right. Let's go get some of your wife's coffee, Rice.
Yeah.
Then I gotta get back to Dodge.
Good coffee, Marshal.
Chester? Chester? Chester, where are you?
I'm out back, Mr. Dillon. I'll be right in.
What's that you've got all over you?
Paint, Mr. Dillon. White paint.
Paint? Well, where'd you get it? Now, what are you up to now, Chester?
I sent St. Louis for it, sir. I thought it'd be a good idea to make the hitching rail out back all white.
Well, what for?
Well, sir, we might be in an awful big hurry some night, and that...
All right, Chester. All right. Look, I want you to go get cleaned up. I want you to have supper at the Longhorn tonight.
Well, I sure do thank you, Mr.
Dillon. No, Chester. I want you to go there alone.
Oh. Yes, sir?
It's for a reason. Do you know the cook over there, Hank, something or other?
That's Hank Ashford. He's not a very good cook, Mr. Dillon.
How long's he been around?
Oh, about a week. I don't think he likes cooking much. He don't seem to be very willing either.
Well, it doesn't matter. I doubt if he'll be around for long.
Why not, sir?
I'm guessing that he'll be wanting to get out of Dodge fast after you let it drop real casual-like, mind, that I've ridden out to arrest Cam Powell.
Is that so? You going to bring Cam in tonight, Mr. Dillon?
No. You're just going to make Hank Ashford think I am. And don't let anyone else hear about it, though.
Oh. I've got it, sir.
You happen to know where Hank rooms?
The Dodge House, Mr. Dillon.
That's pretty fancy for a cook, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
All right, you go to supper about 6 o'clock. And I'm gambling that Hank Ashford will be packing his things at the Dodge House by 7.
All right, Mr. Dillon.
Evening, Marshal.
Evening, John.
Hope you're not looking for a room. We're all filled up. Texans, mostly.
Well, that's fine. What room's Hank Ashford got?
310, Marshal. Top of the stairs, straight down the hall.
Uh-huh.
Hey, he been up to anything? Up to being him out of a hurry when he come in.
He's here now?
Went upstairs just a couple minutes ago.
Yeah.
Stop him up, Marshal?
What do you want?
Leave that gun lay where it is, mister. Here, I'll just put it in my belt. Less likely to get you in trouble that way.
You're the marshal, ain't you?
You leaving town, Hank?
Yeah, I am.
Why?
Tired of cooking, that's why.
You got Billy Saxton's gun up here, Hank?
What?
Or shall I tear your stuff apart and find it myself?
No, it's in that drawer there.
Yeah.
But I wasn't at that lynching, Marshal. I can prove I wasn't.
Yeah, I'm sure you weren't. Yeah, all the shells are here. And the barrel's clean. I thought this gun killed Joe Powell.
It did. I cleaned it, that's all.
Well, you're pretty neat, Hank, for a hash house cook. Yeah, catch this.
Now what?
And you handle that gun pretty well, too, for a cook. Look at the way you're holding it now.
I don't want that gun. What are you trying to prove, Marshal?
You're a gunfighter, not a cook, Hank.
All right, Marshal, I used to handle a gun, but I'm looking for the peaceful life now. Any law against a man changing?
No, but you're under arrest anyway.
What for?
I'll think of something. Let's go.
Wouldn't eat any breakfast, Mr. Dillon.
Yeah, that's too bad.
He says he won't be here long anyway. They all say that, don't they?
Yeah, he may be right. I see Cam Powell coming across the street for him right now.
You gonna let him go, Mr. Dillon?
Yeah, we'll see.
All right, Marshal. What's the bail on Hank Ashford?
There's no bail at all, Cam.
What do you mean, no bail? You can't hold a man like this.
I'm not holding him.
You mean he can leave?
Anytime.
And what'd you arrest him for in the first place?
Oh, let's say, suspicion.
Suspicion of what?
Well, drunkenness.
He wasn't drunk.
No, but he might have got drunk.
You're pretty high-handed with that badge, aren't you, Dillon?
You tell me, Cam. You ought to know about being high-handed.
We're wasting time. Turn him loose. I want to get out of here.
I'll get him, Mr. Dillon.
Hank's a right-handy man to have around, huh, Cam?
What does that mean?
Well, he can cook. Probably turn his hand to most anything. Sort of a jack-of-all-trades, isn't he?
I wouldn't know, Marshal.
Thanks for bailing me out, Cam.
I didn't have to bail you out. You're free.
Is that right, Marshal?
That's right, Hank. So go on, enjoy yourself.
Yeah, I sure will. And I'll start by having a drink. Come on, Cam, let's see if the Alfraganza's open.
Dillon?
Yeah.
You think Hank shot Joe Powell, don't you?
Well, that'd be my guess, Chester.
Then why'd you let him go?
No evidence. They lynched the only witness. But I've made him a little nervous now. He'll get real jumpy with the help of some liquor.
Well, what good'll that do, sir?
They just might hang themselves, Chester.
Yes, sir.
With a prod or two from me.
come on, Mr. Walker.
Are you still here, gentlemen? May I buy you a drink?
What are you doing here, Marshal?
Why do you want to buy us a drink?
Yeah. Bartender.
Phillips, give me that bottle there, will you?
Kim, I don't like this. Let's get out of here.
Wait a minute, Hank. I'm too big a man in Dodge to get pushed around by any marshal.
I just want you to have one drink before you leave, gentlemen.
Yeah. Well, just one.
For you, Cam. And for you.
Thanks.
Yeah. Well, gentlemen, here's to, may he rest in peace, Billy Saxton.
You looking for trouble, Marshal?
You're the one who's got trouble, Hank.
What do you mean? You turned me loose yourself.
Yeah, I know. But what about Cam here?
What?
You think Cam's gonna let you go after everything you've told me?
What'd you tell him, Hank?
Nothing. He's lying. I told him nothing.
Then what are you talking about, Marshal?
Just that I've got about all the evidence I need, Cam. Won't you ask Hank? You can tell him. Go on.
Hank, if you cross me, I'll see you die for it.
You believe him, do you? Well, go ahead. You didn't have the guts to shoot your brother yourself.
Shut up.
Who are you going to hire to shoot me?
Shut up, blast you.
Shut me up. Shut
You're
me
drunk,
up.
Drunk, man. Use your head. You got us in enough trouble already. Shut
I have. If you'd let me shoot that boy when he stumbled on me, we'd have been all right.
Stop it. Stop
you
it.
May be rich, Cam, but you sure ain't smart.
I'm going to kill you, Hank.
Well, draw on me and I'll have two pals tomorrow.
All right, hold it, both of you. We've heard enough.
Well, there you are, Hank. Marshall's heard all he needs. You're done for now.
Yeah? Well, I shot a marshal in Trinidad once. Don't see why I can't shoot one in Dodge.
Don't try it, Hank.
Why not, Marshal?
Good riddance.
You're under arrest, Cam.
Hank shot Job Marshall's. You heard him say so.
I heard him. But I'm still interested in who murdered Billy Saxton.
And you're right back where you started, Marshal. Seems nobody knows about that lynching.
I know about it.
Bryce Stewart.
I'm not proud of it, but I was there. I witnessed the whole thing.
I'll take your gun now, Cam.
I guess you win, Marshal.
Nobody wins this time, Cam. Now, maybe the next time anybody gets an idea about lynching a man around here, they'll think twice. Now, you lead the way.
Gunsmoke, under the direction of Norman McDonald, stars William Conrad as Matt Dillon, U.S. Marshal. Tonight's story was especially written for Gunsmoke by John Meston, with music composed and conducted by Rex Corey. Featured in tonight's cast were Paul Dubov, John Daner, and Tom Tully, with Joan Danton, Ralph Moody, and Lee Millar. Parley Bear is Chester, and Georgia Ellis is Kitty. Join us again next week as Matt Dillon, U.S. Marshal, fights to bring law and order out of the wild violence of the West in Gunsmoke. This is the CBS Radio Network.
What a great world this would be without those drunk kids and their stinking machines. Welcome back to Ricky Jin's Old Time Radio. Now enjoy this episode of Dark Fantasy entitled Superstition Be Hanged.
Dark Fantasy.
politician be hanged.
Performance on this afternoon's program, and just before the grand and glorious finale, it gives me great pleasure to introduce to you the one, the only, the incomparable, world's most daring trapeze performer, Flyer Samson. First time in history, Flyer Samson introducing his own original and sensational super trapeze stunt, the gigantic, colossal, giant swing flyaway. In addition to which, Flying Samson will perform 2 1/2 somersaults onto that lofty swinging trapeze. The most difficult, the most spectacular, the most daredevil performance of all times, ladies and gentlemen, and you are about to witness it for the first time. So all eyes attention. I give you, high in the tent top, that supreme artist who refuses to use a net, the better to entertain you, Flyer Samson!
Barker! Oh, Barker!
Yeah, Ruby?
Do you think he'll make it?
Flyer? Can't miss.
He missed twice yesterday.
Yeah, that was before he found his trouble. Did 8 in a row after he got the hang of it.
Barker, don't say that.
What, Ruby?
The hang of it.
Oh.
You remember what Harajala said?
Yeah.
Is Flyer wearing the white feather?
I can't see.
Well, he pins it at the belt on the left side.
Yeah. Now, his left side's away from us. Anyway, his suit's so white we couldn't tell.
Where's yours?
Huh?
Where's your feather?
Yes. Inside my ring jacket. Here, see.
Yeah,
that was a clever stunt, keeping your feather in your hair.
Yeah, it adds to my costume.
Oh, he's getting ready.
Oh, I hope he makes it.
He will.
He missed twice yesterday.
Yeah, but he hadn't gotten the hang. Hadn't gotten the idea yet.
And he used a net yesterday. We should use a net till he's sure.
Ah, he's sure. Now, ready now. Watch. You do the giant swing on that stationary bar. Let loose. Fly through the air in a 2 1/2 somersault. Catch that swinging trapeze bar at the other end of the tent.
I know. Why, no, haven't I watched him practice for weeks?
Yeah, the trick is to catch that swinging trapeze at the other end of the tent.
Oh, I hope he's wearing that feather.
Here he goes. There's the giant swing. Once. Twice. Three. Five. He's in the air.
Grab that bar!
Oh, Flyer!
Good Lord, what's happened?
Look at him! Look at him!
I told him to wear the white feather with the spot of blood.
Harajala!
Look, he is wearing the feather.
And I told him to. Now look at him. Hanging there. Caught in the twisted trapeze rope. Hanging.
Hey, Excuse me. Oh, Ruby.
Barker, the feather. I couldn't find it in Plyer's dressing room.
Ruby.
Oh.
Come in, Miss, Ruby. I take it you're talking about the dead man's dressing room.
Why, yes.
Uh-huh. Thought so. Excuse me, please.
Murphy! Cover Samson's dressing room. Nobody in or out.
Right.
Now, Miss Ruby, suppose you tell me about the white fella.
Ruby, Police Inspector Guilfoyle. Inspector, this is Ruby Brooks.
Well, Ruby Brooks. I must say, you don't look a bit like your pictures on the billboards.
All right, wise guy. I don't have to stick around here and be insulted. I know my rights.
Insulted? My dear girl, what I meant was you're so much more attractive than those horrible posters they have up all over town, honestly.
Ah, stow it. Barker, what's a copper doing in here?
Just asking questions, Ruby. Routine stuff, you know. Be nice to him.
Sure, Ruby. That's not a bad idea.
What do you want?
Just checking up. We run a pretty respectable town here.
And we run a pretty respectable circus, mister.
I'm sure you do. Except every now and then, somebody winds up in a casket.
Meaning what?
Oh, nothing.
You trying to make something out of Flyer Sampson's death?
Nothing more than it really is.
Well, he died by accident, see? And if you want some witnesses, brother, just advertise for any one of those 1,100 people who saw him die.
They tell me Flyer Sampson was a first-rate acrobat.
He's the best in the business. I mean, he was.
They also tell me he was trying out a new trick today.
Yeah, new on the public. He's been working on it for 2 years.
And I also understand today's the first time he's tried it without a net.
So what if it is?
Strange, isn't it, that a man should die trying his new stunt for the first time?
I don't see anything so strange about it.
No? You use a net for your trapeze act, don't you?
What's that got to do with it?
Well, I was just thinking. Flyer Sampson not using a net and perfecting a stunt nobody had ever done before was liable to put out your spotlight, huh?
Now, look here, wise guy. If you're insinuating...
Ruby. Now, take it easy, baby. Take it easy.
I wasn't insinuating anything, Ruby. I was merely telling you what I was thinking. Now, Barker.
Yeah?
What's your real name?
Jeff Kilby. People in the business call me Barker Kilby.
And the young lady?
She's my wife.
I see. I presume you performed as usual today, Mrs. Kilby?
Naturally. I have the high spot of the program.
I'm afraid I rather disagree with you. The high spot seems to have gone today to Flyer Sampson. Now, about the white feather. Well?
Barker, do we have to put up with this? After all, Flyer wasn't murdered.
Are you positive he wasn't murdered?
Of course I am. It was an accident. Ask anybody who saw it.
Then what's the white feather got to do with it?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
Suppose you let me decide.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yes, you do, Ruby. Remember? The first thing you said when you come in here was... you couldn't find the white feather in Flyer's dressing room.
I don't remember.
A very bad memory. And why, Ruby, if you're Barker's wife, did you knock before coming in here?
Why, yeah, just a habit. We've only been married 2 days.
I understand, Mr. Kilby. You've been married 2 years. You see, before I investigate a case, I always do the preliminary work beforehand.
Well, we didn't announce our marriage until a couple of days ago.
I see. Now, about the feather.
There's no feather.
I rather think there is. Isn't there, Ruby?
You're blame right there is, wise guy. In your hat. And you're talking through that.
In other words, you won't talk, huh?
We've got nothing to say. Now or ever. Flyer Sampson died by accident. And if you happen to find out he was murdered, we didn't have anything to do with it.
That the way you feel too, Barker?
Sure he does.
Barker?
Yeah. Now that's the way I feel about it.
Very well. I realize I can't force you to tell me about the feather yet. But I'll be around. Sure. I'll be around. Go on.
Barker.
Baby, you shouldn't have talked to him like that.
It's gone. The feather isn't in Flyer's dressing room anyplace.
Are you sure?
I searched the whole place. It isn't in there. And it wasn't on Flyer when it happened.
He couldn't have destroyed it.
Oh, we both begged him not to, but he might have.
Yeah.
He laughed at us when we told him what Harold Jala said. Told us we were a couple of superstitious fools.
Yeah, I remember.
Oh, but he finally promised to wear the feather just to please us. Well, he didn't.
And now that what Harold Jala predicted has happened...
Arajala's predictions always happen.
Arajala?
How did you get in here?
You've always taken me for a fraud. There's but one entrance to this room.
But you didn't come in that way.
No, I didn't, did I? How observing you are, Ruby.
What do you want?
Why, I just thought I should speak to you as a friendly gesture.
Speak to us about what?
About the white feather. The spots of blood.
Well?
It's a pity that Flyer Sampson ignored my warning.
The copper's right. Flyer was murdered.
To the contrary. You saw him misjudge his distance, rush the trapeze rope with his shoulder and become twisted in its coils.
Because he wasn't wearing the feather.
Yes, exactly. Because he refused to take my warning. I told the three of you. Wear the white feather of a baby swan, spotted with the blood of a dove, lest a horrible fate overtake you.
He did say that, Barker.
Flyer Sampson only laughed. Even when I gave him the feather for his own protection, he laughed.
But he took it.
Because I compelled him to.
But the feather isn't in his dressing room. Oh, where is it?
I have it.
You?
Yes. Here, you see.
Where did you get it?
Fly from Flyer Sampson, naturally.
He gave it back to you?
Oh, no. I gave the matter much thought. I disliked his laughing at me. I told him what I saw in his future. I told him that he, and you, Barker, and Ruby, all have the same fate. Death by hanging. And that fate can only be avoided by wearing a white feather of a baby swan, spotted with the blood of a dove.
How did you get the feather back?
I took it back.
Took it back?
Yes. Flyer Sampson was a fool. He wouldn't believe me. Called me a fraud. He said he wasn't superstitious.
You stole the feather from Flyer. You knew he'd die if he didn't wear that feather.
Certainly. I saw it in his future. Just as I'd seen it in yours and Ruby's.
You killed him.
He killed himself.
No, you did. You knew he'd die if you took the feather.
Barker.
He laughed at me. I do not like being laughed at.
Why, you dirty rat.
Barker!
You killed him just as sure as if you strung him up yourself.
Barker, that knife!
Don't come any closer with your knife, Barker.
No, Barker, no, no!
I always knew you were a rat.
Regret it if you kill me.
I've never regretted killing a snake in my life.
Keep back. Keep back.
Barker, no! Barker.
Yeah. So Flyer wasn't wearing his feather because he stole it from him. Revenge himself because Flyer wasn't superstitious.
Barker, he did.
Yeah, no loss.
Oh, why did you do it?
He had it coming. Flyer Sampson was the best man in the business.
But that cop, he's still hanging around someplace.
We gotta beat it.
Where to?
I don't know, anywhere, but we gotta beat it.
I'll go with you.
Go pack your things.
No time for that, Barker. That cop may be back any minute now.
I guess I lost my head. Seeing him standing there, holding Plier's feather.
Oh, come on. Got any dough?
Yeah, a couple of hundred.
I've got 50. Thank heavens I've got it with me. Come on, we've got to get ahead of that car. Barker, we shouldn't have taken this plane.
Yeah, it's the fastest way to cover a long distance.
I know, but so much money.
You want to get away, don't you?
Of course. What are we going to do when the cash runs out?
We'll get a job.
Walking tight wires and swinging from tent tops, I suppose.
Yeah, we'll go to Europe.
Sure, on $300.
Stop worrying, will you? You give me the willies.
Oh, if you just use your head.
I'll start that I told you so business, and so help me, I'll make you wish you'd kept your trap shut.
All right. Right. What are your plans when we get to Frisco?
We'll hide out in a cheap room in the house. Keep indoors most of the time.
I'm going to enjoy this.
Well, you didn't have to come along.
Maybe I'd be better off if I hadn't.
Oh, now, baby, take it easy. I didn't mean it. I just never been on the lam before.
Well, I have, and I don't like it.
Yeah, there's the airport. Yeah, we're on the ground.
Better hop a cab as soon as we can.
Right. Now, here we are.
Barker.
What, baby?
Look out this window. Careful, he'll see you.
Who'll see me?
Look for yourself.
That cop, Guilfoyle.
How did he get here ahead of us?
Yeah, how?
He's watching for us to get off the plane. Oh, what are we going to do?
He'll never get me.
Barker, think of something.
Easy, baby. Pilot just stepped out of the cabin.
What are you going to do?
You just wait and see. All right, brother. This is a gun in your ribs. Now get back there at those controls and see how fast you can get this plane into the air again. Ruby, wake up.
Oh, Barker, oh, you frightened me.
Quick, the fire escape.
What?
I saw him.
Who?
Guilfoyle, the cop.
He see you?
Yeah, I think so. Come on, leave everything. You got the door?
What's left?
And come on, now the fire escape.
Get this window open.
Hurry now, out the window.
Barker, look down below.
Go up, Ruby. They haven't spotted us yet.
Half a dozen cops down there.
Yeah.
How did that smart cop get on our trail?
I don't know. 6 weeks on the run and he's still right behind us. Come on, baby. Here's the rooftop.
Barker.
Come on, come on.
Parker, I forgot the feather.
Oh, come on, come on. There's no time for that.
I've got to go back and get it.
No. I haven't got time. Besides, Harajala's dead. Nothing can happen to us now.
Oh, Barker.
Come on, baby. Hurry. Along these roofs until we can find a place to get on.
Barker, I'm frightened.
Take it easy. They won't get us.
Hunted like this. Always hiding.
Now this way, Ruby. Over here.
I should have brought that feather. You know what Harajala said.
He's dead. The spell's broken.
It wasn't a spell. It was something he read in our futures. He said that because you and I and Flyer Samson were born on the same day that...
Oh, I have to jump here. One building to the other. Just a couple of feet. Here. I'll go first. Yeah. Now, come on, Ruby. Just a couple of feet.
All right. But it's so dark.
Can you see me all right?
Yes. Barker, maybe there's still time to get the feather.
Nuts. Just because Flyer Samson got his neck caught in that trapeze, there's no sign we're going to end up the same way. Come on now.
All right.
Now just give a good jump. Yeah, that's it. Ruby!
Good Lord. Those wires. Around her neck. Ruby!
What's this? Someone's been in my room. Someone searched it. That cop. Yeah, that filthy copper. He's tailing me. I gotta get out. Gotta get out of here. Hop a freight. Yeah, that's it. I gotta get out before it's too late. With me. boxcar with an open door. And made it just in time.
You better close the door.
Yeah, now. Yeah, it's safe now. No one followed me. I'm sure of that. Yeah, tired. Running from that copper. Better find a place I can lie down. Rest. Yeah, that's what I need. Yeah, lucky to find an open boxcar with no one in it.
But there is someone, Barker.
Who's that?
Don't you recognize my voice?
It's so dark in here.
You remember Barker?
Who are you? Who are you, I say? I've got a gun.
Then why don't you use it?
Yeah, I will.
You couldn't miss in this small place, could you, Barker?
Who are you? What kept me from hitting you?
Your knife was more effective, remember?
Rajala.
Do you have the white feather, Barker?
Rajala. No, no.
Give me the feather.
No, no, anything but that.
I gave it to you once. I want it back again.
No.
Then perhaps I can convince
you. No, no, keep away from me. Don't touch me.
You can't see me, can you, Barker?
No, no, keep away.
There. You feel me? Now, hand me the feather.
Here.
Thank you, Barker. Now, I have all three of them.
Let go of me. I'm getting out of here.
Are you going to jump, Barker?
Keep away. Keep away from me.
We're picking up speed.
Keep away. Don't touch me again.
We'll soon be moving too fast for you to jump. You better do it now.
Yeah, yeah, I will.
You don't want to stay here with me, do you, Bart?
No. Oh, you got the others. You'll never get me.
You did jump. Poor Barker. And how pretty you look, hanging back there on that mail hook.
I've heard Superstition Be Hanged, the 17th tale of dark fantasy by Scott Bishop, originating in the studios of WKY. Ben Morris was heard tonight as Barker, Irma Ray played Ruby, Garland Moss was the fortune teller, and Muriel Schofield was Detective Kurt Guilfoyle. Next Friday at the same time, listen to Scott Bishop's 18th story in this dark fantasy series, Pennsylvania Turnpike, the weird and exciting tale of an aged hitchhiker who, strangely enough, refused to accept a ride in any car which did not have a person with red hair as an occupant. Tom Paxton speaking. Dark Fantasy comes to you from Oklahoma City.
Thank you for listening to Ricky Jin's Old Time Radio. Join us again next week at the same time on the mighty KONR. Don't forget to play What Will Mrs. Thompson Say at LGAP.com. Now, stay tuned for the Sasquatch Report.